what's going on, what's happening in Africa. This is Jackson Vunganyi right here in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America. Hot, hot.
Upfront is a show that explores issues
that affect your daily lives. Don't move, don't move that dial. Get your snacks, get your cup of tea or your cup of coffee. Put your feet up. This is Upfront. Cheers, cheers. Clink, clink. We engage you, the listener, and interact on a different topic each week. We've got loads of good tunes, lovely music, and lots of analysis to keep you going.
And interviews from experts or you young people telling us what you think about our daily topic.
That's always the best part of the show, Jackson, to hear what the listeners have to say. There's always lots of juicy comments and lots of different perspectives. Absolutely,
so stay tuned. Thank you very much for joining us on Upfront on The Voice of America. So on the show today, we talk about cheating on a test or examination. A new study finds that most college and high school students say they have cheated on tests and homework. Now, there are many ways that students cheat in school. The most common is looking at somebody's paper during a test, you know, looking over a little bit, somebody who's close to you. Others will bring in a cheat sheet, the ones where they have written all the answers to their exam questions or have little notes scribbled. But we also know that not all cheating takes place during a test. Sometimes students just copy off a friend when writing a paper or working together on a project. You know, the slackers, the ones who just don't want to put in work. So I'm sure many of us will relate to this topic. At least if you have been a student at one point in your life or are still a student. Why do students cheat on exams? Is it pressure to overperform? Is it to meet expectations of teachers and parents? Is it just plain laziness? Let's talk Upfront on The Voice of America.
I think students cheat just because of lack of knowledge. The blank-headed ones, those who don't have knowledge, are the ones who cheat because they have no any other way of getting exams right other than cheating. I've ever been tempted to cheat, especially the past years I wasn't prepared for exams.
My friend, the problem is it's indeed very common. It's very bad here in Malawi. I remember in one point of time, government had to cancel final examinations because there were a lot of leaking that led to cheating. So it was everywhere. People wanted to cheat. They were preparing because they leaked the exam. So it's indeed a common problem in Malawi. We see that happening, especially in secondary schools.
Maybe some of the teachers, they expect to continue. They will have students that will pass at 90%, 80%, 70%. So maybe some of them, they indulge themselves into cheating because their teacher is expecting them that they'll get a higher grade than a lower grade.
I got a dirty mind, I got filthy ways. I'm trying to bathe my age in your Milky Way. I'm a legend, I'm irreverent, I be reverent, I be so far. Welcome to the danger zone, step into the fantasy. You are not invited to the other side of sanity. They calling me an alien, a big-headed astronaut.
You're so hypnotizing. Could you be the devil? Could you be an angel? Your touch magnetizing. Feels like I am floating, leaves my body glowing. They say, be afraid. You're not like the others, futuristic lover.
Actually, you can try, but not all the answers you can cheat. Only very few, and sometimes a student may get confused.
I'm Robert Kay, a teacher in Juba, the Assistant Model Secondary School. As a teacher and as someone who has undergone through various levels of education, At the moment, I can say cheating is an indiscipline case because it is a very bad culture. In most cases, it is those who are indisciplined who are encouraged to cheat. One, because maybe they have not been attending the teachers properly, and secondly, simply they don't have time to revise their notes.
I always tell them, if you want to cheat, do it on the other side. Don't cross my path, because one, you will disorient me. Two, I'll get tainted, and I don't like that. So I've never cheated in my life. And I can go on record, once in the university, I told my colleagues that I would rather do supplementary, but not cheat. Because those who cheat, to me, I see them as academic dwarfs. And as I sit here, if somebody walks through the door and wants a job in this institution, I knew that they were cheating, I would not accept them.
It's only some of the people, this become their habit. They only cheat, you know. It's become their lifestyle. They don't study, they don't read, but during exams, they just go on writing, you know, writing small papers, and then they go to exam. And
we've got more music coming your way, so keep your station locked right here on The Voice of America. You're listening to Upfront with Jackson Vungani and Nadia Sami. Now, Jackson, most schools have the strictest rules against cheating on exams. In fact, for many, the punishment is pretty harsh. It's dismissal from school. Other school students sign honor codes against cheating. And also, we find in many schools and universities, when you hand in assignments, you have to sign, you have to give a sworn statement that that is your own work and it's not copied from the internet or any other sources. But now, many people do break these rules. We should point out, though, that not all students who are caught cheating on their exams are dishonest people or bad people. Because we know that even smart students can be tempted to cheat. The issue is about finding out why the student is cheating.
Absolutely right. And for any school administrator who catches a student in the act of cheating, there's a need to be careful in how you handle the issue. It is important to look at the causes such as stress or problems in the student's personal life. They did not get enough time to prepare for the exam or for the test. All these circumstances that could have led to them putting themselves in situations where they have to look for a shortcut on the exam. So before you pass any of those stringent measures or punishments, which in many cases usually come down to dismissal, there's a need to, you know, not overreact. Let's listen to a conversation that I had with Sande Shomari in Tanzania. He has a first-hand experience on this issue.
Well, it was a bit hard because we had so much pressure to pass. So.
Competition?
Lots of competition, yes.
From your fellow students who are a little bit more, I guess, smarter?
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of competition between us students, but especially, actually, it was not between anybody who was smarter, but it was actually between men and women, because we had this group of ladies that thought they were very smart, and we had this group of men that we always know that we're always smart.
Oh, so it's a little female-male dichotomy competition here going on, huh? All right, yeah. So tell me about the issue of cheating, because I know in many systems where there's that pressure to win the government scholarship after your Form 6 or Senior 6, some of the kids that I've spoken to, or at least, I mean, I passed through the same system, not in Tanzania, but in East Africa, I know that there is pressure to beat the system, right?
Yep. It's a lot of pressure, and what they call it is, actually, there's acronym for this, and people have a word exactly.
Really?
Yes, they call it, do you have fakie?
Do you have fakie? Fake exam.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's exactly what they're talking about.
We used to call it a sassy, a bullet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where would you get the fakie?
Well, it was like a small little community.
And small clique of people that knew it.
Right, and these guys, they'll be on the phone 24/7, and nobody's sleeping during those days. You know, everybody's up all night. So people, kids will drive their parents' cars, going to house, to friends. And this one will say, you know what? We had this in this place in Kinondoni. Okay, let's go. You go there. Them guys call, oh, no, man. That's not the real one. The real fake is on this other side of the town. You drive all the way there. So before you know, you're driving all night.
And you've seen like about 10 papers that are all fake exams.
Exactly.
Do you think that that actually would rather concentrate on reading and passing the exam instead of spending most of their energies trying to find the fakey?
Exactly. Actually, nothing happens. And this is just a bunch of questions created by some few smart guys that are trying to make money and sell it to you saying it's the exam.
So they sell the fakies. They're not free.
No, these things are sold and these students put money together just to purchase these things.
So there's a network, a system of cheating that is just like in the underbelly of Tanzania education or East African education, and only a few group of people know. Or maybe everybody knows. It's like an open secret.
Yeah. It depends. Some parents know, some parents don't, because it depends on what household you're coming from. If it's a conservative household, nobody's going to say nothing right to their parents. But some parents, yes, and they will give money to their kids to do that.
I've had that too. Did you ever see a fakie yourself?
Yeah, I saw a couple of them. Yeah, I was running around just like my friends at some point, and there was nothing really that happened. So, yeah.
So that is for form four and then form six?
Form six, we had a couple of fakies around, and the pressure and we didn't have the same the same mentality as we used to have back in form four. Okay, so this time we knew
younger.
Exactly. This time we're like, man, you gotta be serious. You gotta spend more time studying rather than looking for fakies. So we didn't really spend so much time running around for fakies.
So you knew, you learned the lesson. Exactly. You've grown. Cheating doesn't pay, does it?
Doesn't pay, man. It does not pay. It's just wastage of your time and money. You better concentrate, reading, know what you know. And whatever you don't know at that time is too late. Just keep going, whatever you know.
That was Sandesh Shomari. He was a student in Tanzania a couple of years ago. This is Upfront on the Voice of America with Jackson Bunganyi and Nadia Sami. Now, Nadia, unless the cheating offense is major, such as stealing exams and redistributing them to other students for profit, which we've seen in some cases, really, a first-time offender should get a second chance by a school or university.
That's a debatable point, Jackson. I mean, on the one hand, you can argue that perhaps the person, there could be any myriad of reasons why the person cheated in the exam. But on the other hand, you also need to think of the fact that there are others who have gone out and studied for these exams, and it's simply not fair. Secondly, you could argue that any student who gets to high school level or university level should know that it's wrong to cheat, should know that it's wrong to plagiarize work for whatever the reason is, that whatever mitigating circumstances the student can give, surely you cannot claim ignorance to say you didn't know that it was wrong. Now, that said, I did my master's in the United States, and I came across students from all over the world. And I made a friend, someone from Bangladesh, and she was saying to me that in her culture and in her university setting at home, plagiarism is not seen as such a big deal as it is in a lot of Western countries, and certainly in South Africa as well. South Africa has very harsh penalties against plagiarism. And so my Bengali friend was saying that it's seen rather as to use information that's already out there. It's not seen as a big deal to not credit the source of the information. And so for her, it was a big culture shock in a way to come into a new academic setting where this was harshly frowned upon. And so we also need to examine what are the cultures in the rest of the world that how do different cultures look at the sharing of information? What are the rules that govern the sharing of information? And where do we draw the line between sharing information to build upon your own research and to credit as it is taken, or from blatantly stealing someone else's work?
J-Lo.
It's a new generation.
Mr. Worldwide.
Of party people.
Get on the floor, daddy. Get on the floor. Red one.
Let me introduce you to my party people in the club. Keep it moving, put your drinks up. Woo!
On a small scale, I could recall one time when I'd just joined secondary school, I was tempted only to cheat, to look at what my friend has done. And later on, I realized it was very, very bad.
I think students cheat because, number one, they were not brought up in a principled manner. Number two, they are irresponsible. Therefore, I would say it's because of their own irresponsibility, but draw it back to the family. How did they bring up these children? Do they have values that they uphold?
No, I haven't cheated. Yeah, God, you know what I'm saying? Oh, no, I haven't cheated, honestly. Basically, no, that there's exam, so I do prepare, honestly.
I've never been cheated, but when we were sitting for our final examination, there was a time whereby I came and I get a problem there, and one of my colleagues, he was good at mathematics. When I tried to do some numbers, I was really having a lot of challenges there. I was unable to do it. And when he do it very well, and when I saw myself, there is no alternative, and then in that condition, I supposed me to cheat.
Well, the Voice of America News, yeah, presenting, you know, it's Upfront Show, blazing up the place, reaching out to you from out of the Voice of America News, yeah, Wally Money Wally Selassie, yeah, Rastafari.
This is the Voice of America. Jackson Vungani is in Washington, D.C., and I'm in Cape Town, South Africa. Jackson, now, some young people cheat at school just to be rebellious, I suppose. What do you think?
Yes, Nadia, it's called beating the system, right? And that's one of the common goals for every adolescent out there. How do we beat the system? Show them that we are smarter than the authorities and how we can get away with it by ignoring or getting around or breaking rules that they impose. And cheating usually is one way of rebelling against the system.
Interesting points, Jackson. Well, you tuned to Upfront on The Voice of America with Jackson Vungani and I'm Nadia Sami. We've got more coming your way, so don't turn that dial. Keep your station locked right here on The Voice of America. This is the Black Eyed Peas with Just Can't Get Enough.
Boy, I think about it every night and day. I'm addicted, wanna jump inside your love. I wouldn't wanna have it any other way. I'm addicted and I just can't get enough.
I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. Honey got a sexy on steaming. She giving hotness a new meaning. Perfection, mommy, you gleaming. Inception, you got above a dreaming, dreaming. Damn, baby, I'm fiending. I'm trying to holler at you, I'm screaming. Let me love you down this evening.
Lovey, lovey, yeah, you know you are my demon.
Girl, we could form a team and I could be the king, you could be the queen. And my mind's dirty and it don't need cleaning.
I love you long time, so you know the meaning.
So please come help me out. You got me feeling high and I can't step off the cloud. And I just can't get enough.
Boy, I think about it every night and day. I'm addicted, wanna jump inside your love. I wouldn't wanna have it any other way. I'm addicted and I just can't get enough.
I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. Honey got me running like I'm Flojo. Signs a name on my heart with an XO. Love so sweet, got me vexed though. I wanna wish it right back like presto, yes. Meantime, I wait for the next time. She come around for a toast to the best time. We had a well back and forth on the text line. She got me fishing for a love, I confess I'm. Something about a smile and a combo. Got me high and I ain't coming down, yo. My heart's pumping out louder than electro. She got me feeling like Mr. Roboto.
That was the Black Eyed Peas with Just Can't Get Enough. In case you've just joined us, where have you been? This is Upfront. I'm Nadia Sami in Cape Town. Jackson Vungani is in Washington, D.C. We've got a very interesting show today. We're talking about cheating in school or university exams or assignments. I'm sure you've got an opinion on that. And on that note, let's listen to some views from around the African continent.
Indeed. One thing that in the process of trying to look at my friend's work, I found that instead I transferred the wrong information to cross out my right information, and at the end of the day, the teacher realized and he wrote in my paper that it is cheating.
To be honest, I've never cheated in my life because, one, the institutions make clear, especially institutions of higher learning, if you fail one unit, there's chance for supplementary. It's one thing that is rampant in Kenya. It's increasing. It's alarming. And what the students don't understand is that by cheating, they actually cheat the lecturers or the teachers that they know something, while in reality they don't know.
I really can't tell exact reason why some students resort to cheating in exams, because in North Sudan, in Khartoum, this is really common. When I was in university, there were guys who were actually suspended because of cheating.
I'm called Balanda Hassan Kome. Cheating, it doesn't mean that those who are cheating, they are not clever. Others, they can do it very well, but in some conditions whereby if they get problems, they use just to cheat from their friends, and if they have something so that at least they can make them to cross. But cheating is not something that is commonly. The person can only cheat for this when exhausted all his effort, and there is a specific place whereby he is unable to do the work, and probably in mathematics, but not in all subjects. You only cheat formulas and other things, but not cheating to copy the whole thing from your colleague.
After suffering, hardship get away, don't yard, every man want go for it.
Now, it should also be noted, Jackson, that technology is responsible for a lot of the increase in incidences of cheating in schools, in exams, assignments, etc. Many students admit that they've engaged in some form of plagiarism on written assignments using the internet. And let's face it, the information is readily available. But on the other hand, students need to note that technology is very advanced, and there are lots of software programs that university lecturers and professors use, which can actually track if work has been stolen off the internet.
We should also say that even though technology has made it easier for students to cheat on the exams, it has also made it easier for the teachers to detect their cheating. There's a lot of software out there where teachers can just plug in keywords and find out whether a student has plagiarized or they have similar answers to their colleagues in class. Dara Desta is a former teacher in Ethiopia, colleague of mine here at the Voice of America. And we talk extensively about some of the disparities in the exam systems, in the school systems back home. Part of the reason why students feel compelled to cheat to be able to perform on the same level in a national exam.
I used to be a teacher in Ethiopia for about 4 years.
A high school teacher or primary school teacher?
A high school teacher.
Wow. So how was that for you?
2 years for the government and 2 years for a missionary school.
Private.
It was a nice experience also.
Do you like teaching?
I like teaching as a profession.
Okay.
The payment is not that good.
Not so good.
It doesn't encourage you. But
teachers, being a teacher is natural.
Yes.
Just like what we do. No?
Exactly.
Did you ever catch any students in any cheating scandals? Did you have any cheating scandals on your hands?
Yeah, I think they are very common happening in Africa, at least in Ethiopia, where I know. So day-to-day, we have been catching cheating students and their collaborators. Yes.
They're outside of the school?
It could be other students from other class, and sometimes also very few cases, even teachers are involved in helping students.
Really?
Unfairly, yes.
They get paid for that?
It could be maybe other favors other than money, and money could be a possible way of, they could be relatives, it could be just for some other favors from their families or from the students themselves.
Okay.
It's not a very common case. I mean, teachers are usually
very upright citizens.
Yes, they have to.
They have high standards. What are some of the common methods of cheating?
One is stealing the examination questions from teachers somehow. That happens.
And you find a way to access the exam.
From the exam.
Before the it has been.
Before it's displayed to the students.
Okay.
And working out about it just before everyone is given a chance to see the questions. It's just also copying from your friend because in Ethiopia we have very, very crowded spaces. So people are.
Small classrooms for many students.
And it's very easy to.
To look over
our shoulder and pick the. And there are very clever students on doing that.
What about students who bring in like. Papers like written notes, small cheat sheets. Yes. Did you have to like scan the room before the you hand out the exam?
People don't do it. I mean, teachers don't do it usually, but on very very critical exams like the school leaving examination schedules, we do it at the 8th grade and the 12th grade. And on those days, it's a very standard, very centralized. So there is too much control. So in those days, you can you scan their hands if they are written on their bodies even, and papers hidden here and there. And you warn them before that not to try anything. But some of them result in very automatic disqualification. So
punishment is disqualification?
Yes.
Is dismissal part of the package too?
Yes.
Totally dismissing you from school?
There are different ways of... automatic disqualification from the school leaving examination is a very common way when they are found cheating.
And that means you waste the whole year?
The whole year.
You have to start over again.
Yeah.
And the bad credit. It goes on your record.
Yes.
Now, do you think your teachers put a lot of pressure on your students to perform well?
Yes. It differs from school to school, though, and from teacher to teacher. But yes, basically, students in Ethiopia are motivated to do better.
Dara Desta is a former teacher in Ethiopia, colleague of mine here at the Voice of America. Nadia, let's just also point out clearly here that not all students who are caught cheating are dishonest or just, you know, or bad kids in general.
Well, Jackson, I've got mixed feelings on it as someone now who studied at university, and I have an advanced education, and I've been through a lot of studying and a lot of assignments and a lot of writing work. I completely frown upon any plagiarism because I understand how much hard work goes into original work and how important it is to do original work because it's fulfilling, because you're doing truthful, honest work that could possibly make a difference. I think there's a difference between cheating on an exam or on a paper in high school then compared to cheating on something on a paper when you're like a honors or master's level student, MBA student, and you're cheating and plagiarizing your work. I think that there is a difference there. I think there can be a whole lot of reasons why someone in high school might cheat. They might be panicked, etc., etc. You're young, you make a mistake, it's a stupid thing to do, and you overcome it. But I think someone who's at an advanced level of education doing something like that, it's really questionable. I completely frown on that. And I think that it's something that needs to be addressed. And I think that there should be serious repercussions for that, like expulsion or throwing the person out of the program. Because it is unacceptable when everyone else is working hard, doing original work, trying to make a change in whatever industry they're working on. And the next person comes along and they simply have taken big patches of work right off the internet. And so on that note of love and good luck, we leave you. Thank you for joining us. It's been wonderful, as always, having you with us here on Upfront. I'm Nadia Sami in Cape Town.
And I'm Jackson Vunganyi in Washington.
Until next time, goodbye.